out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. out of the Pacific Coast, a wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24-7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever you receive us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. I just have one thing to say before, or one thing to play before we do our names and everything.
Hi, this is President Donald Trump, and I need Alabama to go vote for Roy Moore. It is so important. We're already making America great again. I'm going to make America safer and stronger and better than ever before. But we need that seat. We need Roy voting for us.
That's a little bit of the robocall.
Yeah,
my name's Patrick Vile.
Fuck you. My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And another fuck you to Roy Moore.
Fuck you to me, or is that Trump?
No, oh, Roy Moore. Come on. And Trump.
Thanks for joining us. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. Tweet us during the show live if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out, and buy shit through our Amazon hole.
That's right.
As the Sparkle Season promo dusted off.
Sparkles.
At the opening of the show.
This is like an early Sparkle Season gift.
Yes.
A big, fat fucking Roy Moore shit the bed loss.
Yeah, I had hope yesterday, it worked. Somehow, I don't know, Alabama, what we're talking about, if you guys don't know, Alabama, a scant 20-some miles away from here, part of Alabama, the part that dangles down and touches the Gulf.
Dangles.
Is about 20 miles from here, and the Alabamianites done not voted for Roy Moore.
God, that's fucking hilarious.
Amazingly.
Well, the white guys did. The white men voted.
Oh, the white women, too.
Oh, yeah. God, that's depressing. I mean, you know, I guess we don't need to concentrate on that, but it can't be ignored.
Correct.
There's a lot of racist white guy douchebags out there in Alabama, and to you, I say, fuck off. Hopefully, you'll be dead soon.
So here's the rest of what a great read Trump had on this robocall, too, right? Hello, this is President Donald Trump. I need you to vote for Roy Moore.
Hey, Republicans, how in the fuck do you think you're losing? Let's see. You ran a rapist for your Senate candidate in Alabama. You had it endorsed by a fucking rapist. What happened? Yeah, you fucking clowns.
America safer and stronger and better than ever before. But we need that seat. We need Roy voting for us. I'm stopping illegal immigration and crime, rebuilding a stronger military and protecting the Second Amendment and our pro-life values. But if
listen to the priorities there. We're keeping brown people out, throwing brown people in jail, being tough on crime.
What about women?
Everything these.
I mean, really, what about women? They, you know, it's funny.
These are Republicans. What do you mean, what about women?
What do you think? You think women don't vote? Do you think people of color don't vote, you fucking dickheads?
They're trying.
God.
They're trying real hard everywhere to make sure that people of color don't vote.
Oh, right.
Here's the rest of this.
Stronger military and protecting the Second Amendment and our pro-life values. But if Alabama elects liberal Democrat Doug Jones...
Liberal Democrat.
No, oh,
by the way,
he's a
Democrat from Alabama. I don't think he's a liberal Democrat.
Yeah, he's hardly a fucking Bernie Sanders. You know what I mean?
Because he's pro-life.
Right.
Instantly, he's a lefty. He's popping on an Antifa mask.
Hey, whoever that asshole was, it was on MSNBC suggesting that if Doug Jones were to change his position to pro-life, he would win. Well, he didn't. He didn't.
And he still won.
Fuck you.
One of my favorite parts of the last evening was when they would cut over to the Roy Moore headquarters.
Oh,
and just
God.
All the sad. All the sad old white faces.
Oh, my God. You know, the only thing happy about that is those guys will all be fucking dead soon, right? I mean, how long could those sad white faces fucking exist before they're fucking mulch? Fuck you guys. Burning non-existent hell.
here's the more of this call.
Liberal Democrat Doug Jones, all of our progress.
Liberal Democrat Doug Jones, all of our progress will. He's horrible.
He sucks. He is garbage. I mean, he doesn't. How is it that he has? I don't know what you want to call it, charisma, but he's got something when he's just speaking off the cuff, right? He's able to.
Yeah, there's an odd, I don't know, roguish charm about him. Used to be, but now he's too tainted. I don't even see that anymore.
Taint. He can connect with racist, white, dirtbags like nobody else. Nobody's better than that.
Because he is one.
Right. But he can't bring
any... He's trash. I mean, he's really a trash human being.
He absolutely
classless,
is.
Gross,
yes,
trash human being.
Vile.
And apparently, like flypaper, he attracts other tasteless trash.
Yes.
Oh, ethics-free human beings.
How great is it that he lost? And what about Steve Bannon? What about the genius of Steve fucking Bannon? He brought a Democrat to Alabama.
Ex-liberal Democrat Doug Jones, all of our progress will be stopped cold. We already know Democrat Doug Jones is a puppet of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Where is that evidence?
Now he said it.
Because he's going to be because he's a Democrat. Obviously, he's a puppet. You know, I voted Democrat last time.
Yes.
I must be a puppet. Yeah. To Nancy Pelosi, to Chuck and Nancy.
You're a puppet. Jeez, how's that? So somebody's got to be able to cram their hand up your asshole and make your mouth move? That's amazing.
How much?
I don't know. I think that was... Yee.
Yeah, fisting is seven figures.
You know, you see that yeah, seven figures. That's true. Seven figures for six fingers. I don't know.
Who was fisting you? Some space alien with six fingers?
Oh, yeah, you're right. God damn. It's five.
The hell?
Well, listen, I'm a forward thinker.
And he will vote with the Washington liberals every single time. Democrat Jones is soft on crime, weak on immigration.
Soft on crime, the man who successfully prosecuted the horrible racist murderers who killed...
Yeah.
Four girls at a church bombing.
Yeah, and he's so soft. He's so weak.
Oh, yeah.
He won. He beat the big, your big man on a horse with a fucking gun. He beat Dandy Roy Moore.
Bouncing on top of Sassy.
Oh, God, his horse is named Sassy.
On crime, weak on immigration, supports abortion. He's bad for our military and bad for our vets. We don't want him. And he also, by the way, wants higher taxes. Roy Moore is the guy we need to pass our Make America Great Again agenda. Roy is a conservative who helped me steer this country back on track after 8 years of the Obama disaster.
Oh. Don't forget, used to be a black guy here. Don't ever forget that.
What would you do? I mean, I know it wouldn't be legal. Throw the legalities into the wind. Who gives a fuck? What would you do to bring back Obama? What would you do? I mean, God damn it. We got to bring Obama back.
Fuck this. It works?
Yes.
Michelle
absolutely.
Obama.
Oh, God. If she ran, she
would destroy.
She would win, right?
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Why doesn't she?
Bigly.
Why doesn't she?
Like, she would bring out numbers like he did, if not more.
Why?
Because she doesn't want to. Because she's
Fuck
smart.
That. Fuck that.
Why should she put up with that bullshit?
Because she probably is like, there's no fucking way.
She
didn't
sign up for that. Yeah.
Who cares? Who gives a fuck?
The Obama disaster. Get out and vote for Roy Moore. His vote is our Republican Senate, and it's needed. We need Roy to help us with the Republican Senate. We will win, and we will make America great again.
Paid for by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
Oh, God.
Paid for by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
What a waste of money that was. Whoever threw money and
there was more energy in that paid for by Roy Moore for U.S. Senate than the whole call from Trump.
You know that whore of a voiceover artist, whoever read that, was better than Schittler. God, Donald, did you read to your fucking kids when you were... when they were growing up? Is that why Don Jr.?
You heard what Ivanka said. She's like, he wasn't one of those fathers that like hung out with his kids and played baseball and stuff. He was out making money.
He's the worst reader. I mean, God, didn't you want him to win? Couldn't he have, he has the inflection. Who was that one actor on a season of Dexter? Just ruined that one season.
He has inflections of Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, but who is Julia Stiles? You have the inflection of Julia Stiles. You know, it's just one monotone, never very.
Not a big Julia Stiles fan.
Oh please, you aren't either. Hey. You remember that season of Dexter? She fucked up.
I mean, she's no Lilo Sobieski.
No, who Lilo Sobieski was?
Remember Lilo Sobieski was that actress that did that poem on the Tonight Show after 9/11?
Oh my God. Yeah, I remember that.
I don't want to make fun of people's art, but...
No, I don't either, but shit, man.
It's just a lot.
But Julia Stiles, we can make fun of her. She makes lots of money to act. She can take it. God, she sucks. She's a horrible actress. I just never liked her shit.
You don't think she was good in the Mission Impossible movies?
You know, you're right. She was great in that. Didn't she win an Oscar or something like that?
I don't think so.
Give her a statuette.
So, yeah, Roy Moore down in flames in Alabama.
Ah!
And what many are seeing was a kick right to the gunt of Trump and Bannon and Trumpism and
damn.
But let's also remember it was Roy Moore,
right?
And it's just a sweet frosting on the cake that that Bannon gets a shit sandwich and Trump gets a shit sandwich.
What's next for loserly blotch Nazi meth dick Bannon? What's next for him? What's next for the fuckface?
Well, it's kind of funny because the GOP is basically blaming Bannon.
Yeah.
The establishment, the evil establishment GOP is blaming Bannon.
Well, okay. Listen, they're right. I blame Bannon. I blame the GOP. I blame the Republicans. When you blame them, I mean, they're just garbage people. Oh, they're garbage people that put up the worst garbage person.
Here is New York Representative Peter King, a Republican, but a blue state Republican. So that means he votes sanely on rare occasions.
Yes.
Here is Peter King talking with Chris Cuomo about the election and Steve Bannon, which is not loading.
Is he sad or is he's happy, right? He's got to be happy. I mean,
Peter King. Yeah. Okay. And in fact, Trump even mentioned it today. Something about, he goes, I know there's a lot of Republicans who are happy.
Hey, do we have a just so I know?
Here it is.
Just so I okay.
No, go ahead.
No, do you have? Is there lots of Trump shit to read today in Trump's voice? Is there lots of sad Trump?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, God damn it, that's what I want. I want sad Trump.
Here is Peter King talking to Chris Cuomo on the CNN. Fake news. No, you're fake news.
Bannon, why is he such a big deal?
You know, I was even raising this, not even so much as a political issue, almost as a moral issue. This guy does not belong on the national stage. He looks like some disheveled drunk that wandered onto the political stage.
Peter King, he looks like some disheveled drunk that wandered onto the stage.
You know what's so great about this? And listen, Peter, you're a fucking Republican anyway, so who cares? But it's pile on time. What you said I believe you said that today to me. Crab diving offline, motherfucking conversation.
Crab
you
diving
said,
offline.
Yeah, you said the rats are going to start jumping. The rats are jumping ship.
Yeah.
So they're going to start abandoning Trump.
I don't know about that.
They're going to grow a pair and impeach this motherfucker. God damn, guys, come on. If you're not going to impeach him now, I mean, what good is he? What good is he? He
can't, the dog escaped. Hold on one second.
Oh, fuck me. You, hey, listen, you fucking GOP, what's wrong with you? You can't get a rapist child molester, a racist dickhead, a formerly disgraced judge elected in Alabama as your conservative senator? What's wrong with you? You know what I mean?
Well, they almost did.
Is the GOP right now having a come to Jesus moment? Yes or no? That's what I want to know. What are they talking about behind closed doors? This bitch to bitch, does he have his fucking little man titty boot?
They're working on this tax, this tax fucking that they're going to give us.
Tax fucking.
And, once that's done, I think they're done with Trump.
Ah, oh, God. How do we make...
Because they know nothing else is going to get passed.
Right.
And as Mueller closes in, et cetera, I think they're just panicking. We'll talk about it later, but that Rosenstein hearing today is making me crazy listening to the Republicans.
Louis Gohmert, what's wrong with you? When your mom was pregnant with you, did she sit too close to the fucking microwave or something? Did she fuck up your brain tissue when it was forming in your little fucking fetal skull?
That wandered onto the political stage. He does not represent anything that I stand for. I consider myself a conservative Republican. I consider myself an Irish Catholic. And he sort of parades himself out there with his weird alt-right views that he has. And to me, it's demeaning the whole governmental and political process.
Peter King's an Irish Catholic, by the way.
Right. And Peter, listen, I don't mean to be a dick bag or anything like that, but you're describing your party. You're describing the GOP,
right,
you
but,
dumbass.
I mean, like I tweeted last night after they announced the win for Doug Jones. Ha 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 ha. Sorry, it's just a reflex.
Fuck you, Roy.
How soon before the rats start leaving and saying, "Well, I wasn't for him in the first place. I thought Roy Moore was icky."
Where were you when it mattered, you bags right. of shit garbage?
And there were a few that spoke up, but I think there's going to be far more today claiming...
Oh, yes.
You'll note, I never endorsed him.
Fuck off.
I never endorsed him.
Fuck off. Yeah, listen, they'll be in accounting. Well, there'll be in accounting.
No,
people.
You're no, talking about nobody. Fairness in the no, universe? What right. are you, nuts?
Okay, shit.
That's Peter King reacting.
Fuck you, Peter. You're the fucking shit party. I don't give a fuck. What? Are we supposed to be impressed? Do we like Peter King because of that? Or?
Well, no, he's an ass bag, but
fuck you.
There are times that he's amusing.
Okay.
And there are times that he has voted with the Democrats and stuff right. and kind of gave the finger to his own party to save his own
right.
sack of bones because he's in fucking New York. So right. he's got to walk the purple line.
Purple, right?
Unlike Alabama, where Republicans always win.
Oh my God!
Oh wait,
that's funny.
This is, you know, we should be bigger people, but fuck
that,
fuck that,
fuck
yeah.
That.
This is we need to crow about this victory. But also remember, it was Roy Moore. Had it been Luther Strange, we wouldn't have even been paying attention.
And,
to the Alabama Senate special election.
Right. And if the Republicans had their way, he would have won because they would have not allowed all these black people to go out and vote. Right.
Right.
So there's that. I mean, because all these white shitbag fuck nuts in Alabama, they voted for a rapist, for a child rapist, a predator. So there's that.
Meanwhile, you know what I mean? It's if you're listening to us live, it's 4:20. Spark it up, y'all.
Hell yeah.
It's 4:20 here Central Time.
Right. Well, we're in Jeff Sessions, America, so.
On this Wednesday. And Roy Moore has still yet to concede.
Ah, come on, dickhead.
Whiny little piss baby Republicans. God fucking damn it.
Jeez.
The margin right now is almost 2 points, two percentage points. I think... That the a recount is triggered under 1% or something like that. So they might not even reach the point where it triggers an automatic recount.
Do you think these whiny little right-wing nut job bitch babies are gonna crow for a recount?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Probably right.
They're probably, well, yeah, they think. I saw some ass bag tweeted, well, I wonder how many of those votes are dead people and illegals. Because, you know, Alabama is rife with Mexicans.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever seen a Mexican in Alabama?
No, I mean, not out in the open. I mean, stay hidden, guys. I don't know. I mean, I was doing a fucking open mic here last night at, you know, and when the news came down that Roy Moore lost, everybody cheered. They were happy as fuck. They loved it.
Yeah, he wasn't really beloved in Alabama, and one of the reons that we had hope yesterday was because Roy Boy, in his last election for the state Supreme Court,
Roy Boy
barely won.
Yeah.
Some of these blood red districts, even right. In Alabama.
He's
so they're not, you know, they're not enamored with him totally. I mean, yeah. you saw what his demo was. Even I don't think even the Trumpers or
right.
the young tiki torch wielders.
Right. They don't love this guy.
Were that in love with Roy.
Why? What's wrong
It might
with
be a little
them?
Too Jesus-y.
No. God.
Even for them.
It's got to be, you know, I hate using the term alt-right because it's just white supremacy. That's what it is. But these younger alt-right.
Insecurity,
know,
yeah.
Yeah, little fucking pencil dick khaki pants wearing polo shirt dick faces.
Jews will not replace them. Yeah.
God, fuck anybody. Fuck you. God, I lost my point. These make me so mad. But they, okay.
Something about the alt-right.
They hate people that aren't white, but they aren't into Jesus.
They hate people that aren't.
Is that
them? Oh, well, Jesus was brown. Yeah, yeah. Well, but they won't admit Jesus is brown. Their Jesus is the
God,
the blue eyed blonde Medici Jesus from.
You know how easy it is to be a liberal in a way. Like I don't. You know, I'm not a racist dick fuck. You know, I don't know. You just you have a general acceptance of people that aren't fucking assholes.
Yeah, it's got to be exhausting to be to just be angry and hate all the time. I mean, well, we sound angry, but sure. I mean, we vent
but
for 2 hours a day.
But we're also fucking hilarious, right, Kate?
We're fucking hilarious.
I mean, it's
thanks
like
for the feedback, by the way. We've been getting some really nice feedback recently from people on various social medias and emails and shit.
That's nice.
We appreciate your compliments, etc.
And by the way, if you really enjoy the show, please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. You can go on Amazon through our portal. You know what? You can buy a bag of candy-shaped cocks.
Right.
And you can send it to someone
you'd rather
you like.
Buy a large screen television.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is based on percentage.
That's true.
But, you know, every little bit helps.
Buy a flux capacitor through our portal. We'll make a shit ton. It won't cost you dick.
I don't know what the headlines are, but we might as well get to the headlines. We'll get back to some more deets about Roy Moore and
right.
Doug Jones, just in case the headlines
fuck you
are about that. Why blow the wad?
Ooh, yes.
no pun intended. Or pun intended.
For these
mainstream
media characters to get all
weed
up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker,
deep
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, December 13th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
And the headlines.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondek. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondek. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
The clip cuts off, but right after that, he walks away, and you can hear the reporters say, one says, did he just say that? The late Rob Ford of Toronto, Canada.
He would have been a Trump head, right? He would have been a Trump.
He was. Yeah, he was Trump before Trump was cool.
Damn, he had some good zingers.
how many? The mayor of like the fourth largest city on the continent. Video of him out at 3 a.m. at some Chuck E. Cheese smoking crack.
I was watching some old YouTube clips of this
smoking crack,
and he didn't deny
smoking crack.
But he was talking, you know, it's so funny. He was talking about it at his press conference. He's like, yeah, you know, yeah, I smoke crack. And he went on to some other point, and this reporter's like, I'm sorry, Mr. Ford, did you just admit to smoking crack? He's like, yeah, you know, I mean. But me and my brother, we were watching some old clips of this Rob Ford. And, you know, when he was a representative or something, or on the city council of Toronto.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hilarious to listen to him argue points. And
oh, old clips of Ford pre-mayor are out there on the YouTube.
He didn't know anything.
He's Trump.
He didn't know shit. I mean, I remember he was arguing... You know,
he's the fuck you vote in Canada.
He's the Trump. He's Canada's Trump.
Right.
Drunkard. Trump didn't drink.
Corrupt as fuck.
Drink. Yeah.
Like his brother and him were, and there's shenanigans there financially. It's like, you know, it's like old Chicago.
Oh yeah.
Like old man Daly.
Right, right.
Old man Daly.
Just crack some skulls, that kind of shit.
Mayor for what, 40 years or something like that. There's no corruption
no
there.
No corruption there.
None whatsoever.
How about that relative I think it was the younger Daly that got a fucking contract with the city to build wrought iron fences? You remember that? I lived there at the time.
I mean,
and I was riding the bike path all,
you know, I was connected.
Oh, you were
to those people, remember?
Jeez.
My parents worked for and with and relatives of the a really big.
Must be nice.
I almost said crime family, but it's a really big political family in Chicago.
Okay. Do you know the
Alderman
Duffs?
And Cook County Sheriff at the time and et cetera, et cetera,
wow.
et cetera.
I one year, I did some. One of Daly's cousins or something got a contract to build wrought iron fences in Chicago. And I swear to God, you woke up the next morning and there were just lengths of wrought iron fences scattered just willy-nilly all over the Chicago lakefront. But they wouldn't fence off anything. They'd just be a fence. It was just a random fence. Didn't do anything. It was just in the middle of a clearing.
Maybe it's an art installment.
Or the bicycle parks. One day, he was way into bicycles as Mayor Daly, and there would be places in the city where there would be like 37 like little bicycle locks, places to lock up your bike. But
with like condoms, used condoms falling over them.
Nobody's
like
using
who's
them.
Riding
God.
Bikes. Plus, it's you know January.
I rode my bike.
You used to ride
all
your
year
bike,
round,
yeah.
Man. It was great.
It's crazy.
Aerobic.
Did it fuck up your bike with all the salt on the...
Absolutely. You just have to clean it when you get home.
Really?
It's better. It was better than waiting outside for the fucking bus.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God. My God.
We agree.
Wee-wee.
The headline over to the commie pinko liberal...
Hey, fate.
Oh, pardon me. HuffPo.
Just real quick. We're talking about me riding a bike. I rode every day, every fucking second I was on my bike. I wore a fucking helmet. Okay, so the kids listening, you're on your bike, wear a fucking helmet. If there's any kids listening, your parents are horrible. Your parents are monsters. Yeah. I look forward to you at the strip clubs.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I'm Johnny's third grade teacher. Right. Today he used the term cunt waddle.
Right.
I don't know where he might have heard that.
It's British.
There's a picture of... As Peter King referred to him, a disheveled drunk wandering in.
It's funny.
Steve, he really is rough looking.
Well, I mean, listen.
Steve Bannon's really rough looking. And wearing those weird layers.
He wears like 18 shirts.
Like a polo shirt and then a button down over it, a t-shirt under all that, and then a jacket. He's got, he's multi-layered.
Listen, I appreciate it because I tell you what, I want lots of layers between me and the blotch Nazi.
Well, and there was a, I don't remember who it was now, but there was a politician that was on last night talking, crowing, a Democrat, and was on one of the shows. I also turned in Fox for a little while.
Oh,
last
what
night.
Was that
I watched
like?
Fox.
Were they sad?
Oh, they were sad. And
they're sad.
Sad.
That a child predator wasn't elected.
But right away, they were poo-pooing it, like, you know, well, it's no big deal. And, you know, the president didn't want him anyway.
Yeah, no big
deal. The president supported Luther Strange, so...
Well, he lost.
Well, right, and we just played a robocall that sounds like he was pretty enthusiastically supporting Roy Moore.
There's no way to
spin
this.
I mean, in his monotonic way. Monotone way.
Steve Bannon couldn't elect a Republican in Alabama. It's been 25 years.
Well, a Republican child rapist. I mean, you got to throw that into the... However, let's not forget that before all that shit came out, Doug Jones was still running pretty close to Roy Moore. Even before the first allegation surfaced of him going after young girls.
No, I didn't know that.
Just his general fuckwattery was enough in Alabama. And like I said, they didn't necessarily love them, some Roy Moore in Alabama.
Ooh, yes.
The old crazy evangelicals do. But even the younger, less evangelical Republicans are God.
They don't like the guy.
Yeah. It says GOP autopsy. It's his fault.
Nah. Is it Bannon? The same Bannon?
Yeah. The headline says knives out for Steve Bannon.
Oh, shit.
After Democrat wins a Senate seat in Alabama. Bannon is being.
Don't you think it's all their faults?
Well, it's many faults. Yeah.
Yes.
Steve Bannon credited as being political mastermind behind Donald Trump's seemingly impossible path to the White House. After a humiliating loss in Alabama, however, the feared executive chairman of Breitbart News is looking like anything but.
Right.
And this, politician that was on last night said something kind of cryptic. Nobody picked up on. They didn't go with. But this politician said, well, what's going to happen to Bannon? And he said, oh, the long knives. The knives are coming out. He said, now people are going to be saying out loud what they've been saying privately.
Yeah.
All these Republicans.
They fucking hate
But they're, this guy. They're all scared shitless of him before because they're Republicans and whores and politicians. Now that it looks like the guild is off the turd with Bannon, they can now talk about what an asshole he is.
He's just a plain old
Peter
turd.
King the next morning is out saying he looks like a disheveled drunk wandering in.
They're not afraid of this guy.
So they might be coming after him. But then this person said, I hope some of the other things, and what also might come out is some of the other things that have been whispered in the hallways about him that have not come out.
Which is?
Well, I think it might be that shit like we talked about before. Like, why didn't the meth house come out more?
Where they were shooting pornography?
Right.
The party of family values?
A guy rented a house. Was it here in Florida that he rented the house?
I believe
Miami,
it was,
maybe,
Pat.
Something like that. But
South Florida.
He rented a house, and it turns out he ended up getting scientist types to come in and sniff his house, whatever the fuck they do with these electronic sniffer things, and found they have to like gut the house because there are so many meth chemicals everywhere in the fucking house. And then he had people approaching him that are neighbors and shit who were saying, oh God, the people that were here before you had these like wild sex parties. Jeez. and loud music 24/7. And one guy said he showed up there and they were filming a porno in the middle of the day.
Well, I mean,
and then he found
art.
Out the previous renter was Steve Bannon and his wife.
Right. Well, you know, they walk in, they're like, check the gate. Right. Yeah. Like, and coming all over a sofa.
One of the tubs. One of the bathtubs was destroyed from all the chemicals, and they think it's meth making. Now they're not saying. No, Steve Bannon.
If you're gonna
saying this was the story that was reported.
If you're gonna get in the meth making business, you're not gonna watch Breaking Bad. You're not gonna know. I know from watching Breaking Bad. I'm not no spoilers here, by the way. If you haven't seen Breaking Bad, go to Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy all those fucking episodes on.
Sign up for Prime.
LaserDisc or Prime. Yes. Blu-ray, not LaserDisc.
And you can probably get yourself a Betamax tape
What was wrong with LaserDisc? Why did that go away?
They're still around.
Yeah. Oh, how's that different than Blu-ray? Is it better?
You're going to have people who are going to swear that it's better, but...
Yeah. Right. Tweet us. What do you prefer? At Crab Diving. Follow
because
us on
the
Twitter.
Information is compressed less as it is on a disc. They would argue that it's
better.
You know, digital's digital. So I don't know how how that argument holds up. But
right. But you're not going to watch Breaking Bad, and you know that from that show that you can't do anything meth related in a bathtub or it'll fuck it up big time.
Spoiler alert.
Well, no,
wasn't
I said
dissolving,
it's not a spoiler alert. It's
I thought he no, I'm going to do a spoiler alert.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was dissolving a body in the tub and not making meth.
Okay, that's a good point. Yes, that's right.
Damn so,
it, fuck.
So go ahead and make meth. But if you're going to dissolve a body, don't use your own bathtub. It's the lesson learned.
Right. What do you mean? Does it destroy? Like, he, you know, you don't know. Yeah, don't fuck your bathtub up, man.
Democrat Doug Jones' shocking Senate victory over accused child predator Roy Moore.
Shocker!
Prompted a wave of GOP recriminations against Bannon.
Yes.
former White House strategist who's going after the GOP establishment.
Oh, shit. The rapey GOP fucking racist dickhead establishment.
Senate Majority Leader, who I'm sure those that are experts on Mitch McConnell would be able to identify that he's smiling today.
Mitch the bitch is happy that Steve Bannon got a big shit sandwich.
Here it says in October, after reports surfaced, Bannon was trying to recruit Trump-friendly candidates to challenge GOP incumbents across the country. Mitch McConnell said, "You have to nominate people who can actually win. Winners make policy and losers go home."
That's funny. Winners make policies and losers go home.
Bannon supported Roy Moore early on, backing him over Trump's preferred candidate. In the Republican Party, Luther Strange. But you remember, Trump's preferred candidate was also Mitch the Bitch's preferred candidate.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then when he lost, they were saying, well, he should have gone with Bannon. He should have gone with Bannon's candidate.
Right.
And they were worried that that was going to be the sign of things to come, that, you know, the Bannonites are going to win and everything. But...
The going with Roy Moore really just seemed like a fuck you to the country. Because you can't, the baggage this guy had, why would you want to run
him? Well, and Machiavellian.
Yeah.
We don't care as long as we get that seat.
They thought Alabama is so red, there's no way in fucking hell they'd vote a Democrat in. So they're like, we'll run this rapist fucking guy that's a disgraced judge.
Well, I don't think they had the choice there, but yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Bannon's critics are seizing on Moore's stunning loss in crimson red Alabama. I believe I said purple yesterday. I'm probably on a hit list now for Alabamans.
Don't come after us.
The state Trump carried by 30 points.
Oh, shit.
So they were saying that... that Moore needed to get Trumpian numbers.
Yes.
And that if he matched the Trumpian numbers in the red areas, that the blue belt and the big cities would have to come out crazy numbers to try to defeat that.
Yeah.
But both kind of happened. Turnout was great, and he did shittily in areas that Trump had won.
Shittily.
Because they're not into Roy Moore
much. He's not Donald Trump.
I mean,
let's not forget,
it's still like 49 to 48. So 48% of the people that voted yesterday still were into Roy Moore.
And the Senate election is different than like presidential, right? The way the votes are counted, is it?
Oh, it's just, yeah.
So, I mean, that makes
sense.
There's
no electoral college or anything. It's just pure popular vote. They don't like that.
Right? They don't like that.
How do we figure out how to apply that in a state? That's what they want to do.
Yeah.
Because they don't like the cities where everybody lives having a say, having the sheer numbers of people, they don't think it should. They're not into democracy. They're
Republicans have never wanted people to vote.
They think plots of land should get votes than people.
What do you mean, like a rock? You think a rock should get?
Well,
a
you
vote?
Look at that stupid fucking map that they love to shove out there.
Yeah,
I found another truly weighted map.
Weighted
that shows if you account for population centers, what.
Yes.
What the electoral map really should look like.
It's probably infuriating.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why more people aren't out there defending cities. You know, they're saying, well, these rural voters are, big cities are telling us what to do. But there's 6 million people in that metropolitan area.
But, you know, it's an impossible thing to argue because the argument is one person, one vote. That's a democracy, right? So what? A shit ton of people live in Los Angeles. Okay, that is that's a city. Okay? And not right. A lot of people live in the middle of nowhere because it's the middle of fucking nowhere.
And what what name me a policy, a fiscal policy that liberals or progressives are into that would not also help rural? The only thing they've got are the social issues that they that they're really again that they think is going and attacking their way of life. Come for my guns. Come, you're going to make me take a dick.
Yeah. I mean, and those things are deal breakers. You know, like as a liberal, gay people are people. They need the rights, the same rights
simple, yeah.
Everybody else has. That's non-negotiable to me.
Right.
It's a just like
women.
Yeah, and
are
women,
people.
Women are people. I mean, yeah, so I don't know how you argue with those nutballs.
Black people.
Are people, are yes. People. Trans people are people.
And you know what else are people? Undocumented immigrants.
Those are people, yes. These are not negotiable. And the other thing that's non-negotiable, it's one person, one vote. So if you're fucking with somebody that says, well, we don't think LA or New York should decide the president, the city's not deciding, dickhead. It's people. I don't understand.
Millions and millions and millions of people.
Why is that so hard for these fucknuts to process?
The rest of the world looked at us like, what? When Trump won.
Yeah.
Given the fact that Hillary Clinton got 3 million more votes.
3 million more votes!
And the rest, nothing. Yeah. And after they finished shaking their heads about 2000, when Al Gore got more votes than George Bush.
And the disturbing thing, so the disturbing thing is going to mean, like, when we have another election, Alabama's going to be red again, right? For the president. They're going to vote for the Republican.
Well, yeah.
Because it's fucking electoral college fucking shit.
Yep.
I mean, we're fucked. You know? God, and all you white people.
Unless we can get that, law passed where it won't require, you know, because to scrap that whole electoral college, that's in the fucking Constitution.
Yeah.
That electoral college thing. But we could do an end around without having to have another amendment, which is really hard to do, by getting enough states. And I think there's a number of them. I want to say like 19 states or something like that are on board for allocating. It doesn't enumerate in the Constitution how the Electoral College works or how it allows the states to decide how their electoral votes are allocated.
Okay.
And all the state has to do is say, we agree that the winner of the national election is the person to whom we will give all of our votes instead of just our state.
No, I see.
So for them to agree to the winner of the national election getting their electoral votes would then mean whoever wins the popular vote wins. And we still keep the pretense of the Electoral College.
Yeah. Man, it's just...
But they don't want to, you know, I mean, Republicans like it now.
Yeah, they love it.
How else can they win from the minority?
They can't. I was reading this. Some fucking guy that used to be a lawyer for Jesse Helms that was nominated for some judgeship.
Brother.
You know, and this guy... I forget his name. He is a dirtbag. And he worked for Jesse Helms back in the day in the early 90s. He sent out some postcard to potential voters. and they targeted people of color, these little postcards that said, you know, if you need to come out and vote and you have to fill out this card, and if any information you put on this card isn't accurate, you could be jailed for like five years.
Right.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's voter suppression.
Right.
I mean, that is shit that the Republicans do all the fucking time. They've been doing it for fucking ever.
Well, poll taxes and intelligence tests to try to see if you're qualified to vote.
I mean, you know, they've just been the party of just shit garbage for years. Shit. We got to get rid of them.
A bunch of Republicans already turning. Republican strategist Matt Mikoyak said Bannon has achieved more for the Democratic Party in 1 month than half of the Democrats in the U.S. Senate in a lifetime.
Yeah, wait. We don't want Bannon out of politics, right? I mean,
Josh Holmes, former chief of staff to McConnell. Well, he's a little bit biased.
God.
But he tweeted, I'd just like to thank Steve Bannon for showing us how to lose the reddest state in the union.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Even Dana Loesch.
Yeah.
I believe got us a whole bunch. Wasn't Dana Loesch the one that got us a whole bunch of followers one day on Twitter by retweeting us?
Is that the gun thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember that twat. I'm trying to. What was it?
It was something she put out that creepy ad about how the brown people are coming, you better gun up kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And we made a comment about it, and she retweeted it, ironically.
Right. Thank you, Dana. Bag of garbage.
And we got a whole, you know, we got some NRA love, but yes. We also got some a whole bunch of regular followers.
Man, those gun fuckers are creepy.
She tweeted, can we stop now with the Bannon as a masterful strategist nonsense? I've never seen such descriptions used more and deserved less, she said. David French, senior fellow at the National Review Institute, tweeted, heck of a job, Steve.
Oh, man. You know, right-wing nut jobs hate this kind of shit, too. They hate when people make them the
ridicule.
Butt of a joke.
They can't
fucking take it.
That's the many believe is right. The best way to really take on a lot of this stuff is that you can't turn around and fight back. You can't try to take the moral high ground that really ridicule is what twists their
nads.
Taint hairs.
Sure. Hey, is it true Bannon's going to get back into porn?
Ooh.
Well, shoot, directing. Directing.
The GOP strategist Doug Hay said the result was entirely avoidable because Republicans could have chosen an incumbent senator who would have easily won re-election.
What? Fuck off. You know.
But he did urge Republicans to temper their rhetoric over Moore's loss. While many Republicans are breathing a sigh of relief over dodging a bullet, they shouldn't be spiking the football too hard. We still have malaria, whatever that means. I think he means
malaria.
Trump. I think he means Trump in the in the White House.
I'll tell you what you still have. You still have your shit 2A bullshit. You don't give a fuck about all the kids that died at San Diego and all the dead people at the Pulse nightclub or Vegas. You don't care about that. Let's see. What else?
Another fuck you to the NRA, by the way.
What? The band?
Remember we found out the NRA was secretly donating to Roy Moore.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Good job, guys. Good fucking job. I love it. I love it. Oh, God, this is awesome.
So that's the headline.
Fuck you, GOP.
The headline over to the HuffPo.
I love sad GOP butthurt. You know the only thing that's better? When you're watching like a baseball game and the Cardinals are fucking losing like in a playoff or something.
Especially if they're losing to the Cubs.
Oh, God. And the camera pans on the sad Cardinal faces. And
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's great. I love that.
Like, that's like the sad old white faces in Moore headquarters last night.
You know the St. Louis Cardinals, Mike Matheny, their manager supposedly makes all their players do Bible study or something.
Oh,
creepy.
Boy.
Allegedly. Don't sue me.
I don't know if he can make them.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
The headline over to the Drudge Report.
Fuck you, boy.
Says, rush, yeah. Tax bill by Christmas.
No, wait. Not fair. Not fucking fair.
They announced today, in fact, that they have maybe an agreement between the House Republicans and the Senate Republicans.
Yeah, fuck you, elitist fuck nuts. Wait, no Roy Moore headline, no sad butt hurt Roy Moore headline. That sucks.
Well, it seems to me like the vibe I'm getting from these headlines at Drudge is that they are against this tax bill.
No shit. Oh, wow. God, I can't figure out these right-wing nut jobs.
It's New York Times story, Republican tax bill in final sprint across the finish line.
Fuck you. Great.
Republicans are speeding forward with the most sweeping tax rewrite in decades, giving... God, they're still saying, this helps middle-class people. And then even, did you see, like, all of these organizations are coming out and saying, you know, it really kind of doesn't. Even conservative ones.
Yes.
And one of the more recent ones came from the Wharton School of Business.
They
did a study on the taxes.
Yes.
And said, this is not going to help the little guy. This is all money going to rich people.
Oh.
Who graduated from Wharton School of Business?
Schindler! You know, listen, unless you're a big perv watching us through our window doing the podcast, you missed that fucking hand gesture that Vile Experience did. What'd you do this?
I did the Trumpian the okay Trumpian sign.
Okay sign.
Party leaders, it says, in the House and Senate have agreed in principle.
Principle.
To bridge the yawning gaps between their competing versions, the $1.5 trillion tax bill, keeping Republicans on track for final votes next week.
Fuck you.
Aiming to deliver a bill to President Trump's desk by Jesus's B-Day.
Oh, okay. Jesus' birthday.
House and Senate versions of the tax bill started with the same core principles, cutting taxes on business.
Yes.
While reducing rates and eliminating some breaks for individuals.
Okay.
But they diverged on several key details.
Right. Sad.
More of the Senate bill appears to be included in the final version.
Okay.
They're still making changes. From the legislation that passed, either, you know, they got to come up with the same thing, obviously.
What do? When they're writing these shitty bills and these evil, all this evil legislation, they just crack open a Dickens novel and they're like, oh, what would Scrooge do?
What would pre-ghost Scrooge do?
Yeah, pre-ghost.
Changes include slightly higher corporate tax rate of 21% rather than the 20% that passed both chambers. So, but you know why that was? Because they wanted to keep something else. So they raised the corporate tax rate 1%, but not like food for poor children, of course. Nothing.
Oh, right.
None of that stuff.
God, are we out of our minds? God, if you vote Republican, what's your problem? You got go see a neurologist. There's something in your brain. You're fucked up. You need Prozac, at the very least.
Lowering the top individual tax rate for the wealthiest of Americans.
Why do we give a fuck about that? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. You know, when I see somebody driving down the street in a Ferrari and they're smiling, it makes me angry.
Right.
Their happiness costs me.
But they will, and they're still punishing blue states.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's a coincidence.
Yes.
But the states that didn't vote Trump seems to be getting the biggest bending over the pinball machine in this legislation. The
right.
Like state and local tax deductions and stuff like
that's spiteful.
State like fiscally sound states, I don't know, like California, are going to get fucked. People
right.
living there.
Yeah.
Because they won't be able to deduct their state taxes that they pay anymore at the federal level.
But
or
know,
after a certain amount,
yeah,
something like
but,
that.
But you know what makes me insane? It's like the success California is having, right? They have progressive everything over there, right? Pretty much.
Kind of, yeah.
And they're, the state is doing well.
Yes.
It's undeniable, right? You can't look at that state and you can't say, oh, it's in the toilet.
Correct.
So why does... Yeah, whatever. They're just mad at California, right, because of the sanctuary city thing?
Well, the dummies, yeah. I mean, that's what the Republicans like to point at.
Right. Why do you want to punish a state that's doing well?
But there's sanctuary cities in most states, even in red states, right. Some of the cities have voted to not allocate. You know, sanctuary city doesn't mean we round up, we protect all of the undocumented immigrants that are in the city. It's not like they're hiding them. What are you, and franking them somewhere from the feds. They just say, look, we're not gonna do ICE's work for it.
Yeah. How do you think it would benefit a community to have your local law enforcement go into people's homes and drag dreamers out of their fucking where they live?
And the police are against it because as much as the communities already hate them, they don't want even more distrust because for that exact same thing. The people won't give witness to crimes because they're worried that that Johnny Cop is going to say, oh, really? Do you have papers, by the way?
Yeah.
Do you have immigration?
Right. What do you think it would do to this country? All of a sudden, we had 100 million iPhone videos of people being dragged from their house and thrown in a fucking van.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Recently, since Trump has been
that's true.
Deporting good people.
Ah, that's such bullshit.
Because they lied and they said they were just going to target the criminals.
Yes.
And then how many stories have we talked about here on the show of people who have, other than having initially come here illegally, have led productive lives,
right,
crime free,
you know,
contributing members to the community,
right,
and they like that one restaurant owner.
Yeah.
Remember whose dumb wife voted Trump?
Oh, my fucking God.
Because
yes.
she said, well, Trump wasn't going to come for people like my husband.
What?
Guess what?
Yeah.
Launch. He got deported.
Right.
I think. They were trying. I know he was detained. I haven't followed up
on
that.
It makes you so fucking cynical because, you know, what did Europe and Germany say after World War II? Never again. Never again.
Well, they're not.
Yeah.
We didn't say it here.
Yeah.
What we did with the internment camps.
Right.
And then how many people now are like, well, maybe we should do that with Muslims.
Well, I mean, the thing is, how many ICE agents are there? How many new ICE agents has Trump added?
A bunch, I think.
Budget. I mean, what's the purpose of those guys? To drag people out of their homes, to deport people.
They want the cops to do their work for them.
I mean, it's terrifying.
The cops are like, we're not.
Yeah. But didn't Trump hire a bunch of ICE agents?
Right. There's also, whether they're, you know, the ICE isn't the most efficient, you'd be shocked to learn. And
shocker.
There are times where they're like, we want you to hold them for until we get there.
Yeah.
And the locals are like, we have nothing to hold them for.
Yeah. What the fuck? What do you think? How do you think government works? How do you think, you know, law enforcement works? Trump seems to think you just do anything you want, like he's a benevolent king.
Right. And guess what's not a crime? Being here illegally.
Right. You can't get arrested.
You can't
for
get
that.
Thrown in jail for it. You can get detained and deported.
Yeah.
But if your only, quote, crime is being in the country with an expired visa or no visa or whatever, you're not, it's not a crime.
You know, man, it's...
You're deported.
I'm going to sound like a big ninny hippie, but goddamn, if these Republicans could think of undocumented people, hold them in the same regard they might hold corporations, you know, maybe extend them the benefit of the fucking doubt. Exxon's still in business, right, in this country. BP's still in business.
They're doing okay.
They spill oil into the fucking ocean.
And Trump quietly, amidst all this other stuff, is... They also tossed out more environmental regulations.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Basically saying, well, you know, we're going to get rid of all these studies and everything when somebody wants to go mining somewhere because we're going to trust the company to do the research and make sure that they're not going to pollute and they're not going to ravage and rape the land.
Sure, we're going to throw out studies.
We're going to trust the company to do that.
Yeah, okay.
Why should the government pay for that when the company can be trusted to do their own studies?
Why did that oil spill in the Gulf happen? Why? Because that fucking...
They wouldn't upgrade that thing,
yes,
right?
It was a $100,000 fix, and they didn't fucking do it.
Right.
And they didn't do it, and they fined them. So what? They find them. They dumped. How much oil got dumped in the Gulf?
A shit ton.
All of it.
So there you go. It's the headline over to the Drudge Report is that they're ramming the the tax bill through.
Yay. God damn, what did you dickheads vote for? And Russia.
I want to see if they end up with that like personhood verbiage. Remember they tried to slip that shit in there where in some ridiculous little, I mean, not ridiculous. It's like a credit for,
I could open a savings account for a savings load account. I just blew.
It's a savings account for college for future. And you can deduct that money or something like that. They want to keep it, but they want to change the wording to like a, like preborn person or something like that. So that, The second you're smoking a cigarette and mopping up the sweat,
right?
That you can open a savings account for little junior or juniorette.
My load has a social security number.
And
isn't that amazing?
That the anti-choice humans are gleeful about because that's another little chip away at Roe versus Wade by having a national law that uses the term like preborn person or something like that. It's giving personhood.
It's fucked up
to a couple of cells.
Right. It's crazy. It's bananas. And it doesn't help anybody. That's what I don't understand. I mean, you know, sure. Okay. The Democrats are baby killing, whatever you want to call them. Raising the minimum wage would actually help our country, wouldn't it? Actually help everybody.
All right.
You go out and you put more money in the economy. They're busy trying to...
You're going to kill business.
Yeah.
Well, the argument is if you can't pay a living wage to your employees, maybe your business deserves to fail.
Or maybe you don't get the
employees. Why should the government subsidize slave labor?
Right.
Why should we say, hey, we're going to fix those laws so you don't have to pay these people 10 cents an hour.
Right. Or have some program where they make up the difference in the wage to make it. I don't fucking know. People have to. You can't have slaves, man. What the fuck?
So, and we'll also see. It's not a done deal because Senator Collins of Maine and I think Corker maybe or Flake
Corker.
They had some deals promised to them for their vote, and I know we're all shocked.
Yes.
That our prediction is coming true, that the rest of the Republicans are saying, thanks for that vote. Oh, fuck you, by the way, on that deal. We're not going to do it.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. That's wild. That's insane. They lied.
Susan
to
Collins
you.
Wanted votes on provision to help keep the Obamacare costs lower.
Yes. They lied.
They're not going to do it.
They're not going to do it.
Promised
fuck
her they'd do it.
Damn.
And there was something else. Jeff Flake wanted a guarantee that they're going to do something about the Dreamers.
They didn't.
Well, they keep saying we got till March. The Democrats want the Dreamers taken care of now.
Hell yeah.
So that they can have maybe a nice Christmas without having to worry that they're going to get launched out of the country in March.
Can you imagine?
And but the Republicans are like, we got till March. Fuck that.
And then if you're not certain that you're not going to be deported, don't you behave differently? I mean, I don't know what that's like, but I would imagine you do things that you hide.
Yeah.
You start making provisions to fucking hide. God, it's crazy.
8 hours ago, Trump tweeted, if last night's election proved anything, it proved that we need to put up great Republican candidates to increase the razor-thin margins in both the House and Senate.
But Trump, you said he was great, didn't he?
We played a robocall at the top of the...
You did.
Well, he mostly said Doug Jones is the spawn of Satan, is what he was saying. He's going to kill babies and turn him gay first and then kill him.
Well, I will say this. I mean, if you're a political party and you're putting up a candidate that has a documented history of being a child predator that's not allowed in the mall because he's creepy with, 14-year-old girls, put up a better candidate. Put up a better candidate. What's your definition of great? Somebody's not a child rapist?
Bars. He did lower the bar for them. So.
Oh God, yeah, for the whole fucking country.
And I've had people say, "Hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle."
Man, listening to him today on that hearing.
Oh, what an embarrassment.
He is.
Republicans should be embarrassed.
Oh,
I mean, they just, the whole party should just feel like it, like it needs to out damn spot.
Yes.
Over its whole body. Because the hearing this morning with Rod Rosenstein.
Yes.
Is listening. You could tell.
He's the deputy AG,
who the moderate Republicans are,
right.
The saner Republicans.
Not this one.
Because they were asking kind of normal questions, even if they were a little biased, you know, and stuff like that. But then you get to like that Jim Jordan.
Oh, my fucking God.
That hemorrhoid. And then you get to Louis Gohmert and Steve fucking King. And I'm listening to them and it's like, what? Who sends these people to Congress? What is wrong with you people?
What's wrong with them? I fucking don't. Listen, why are they worried about the scope of that investigation? Why are they worried about the scope of the Mueller probe? Because shouldn't they be worried about the scope of my probe? Shouldn't they be worried about, like, what Mueller's finding out?
Well, yeah.
And to me,
but they're partisan whores, and one of the Democrats had a great smackdown where he talked to Rosenstein just about how honorable Mueller is.
Yeah.
He read Mueller's like resume, starting in NAM, volunteering for NAM, and how he's been a prosecutor, a state's attorney, and he was so trusted. That as FBI director, that even a Democrat came along and re-upped his contract to stay for another 10 years or whatever. So Mueller, even Rosenstein said there's no one who is more honorable and more trustworthy and more better for this job than Mueller, and would be fair.
Right.
And the Republicans are like, blah, 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 what? Look at all the Democrats he hired.
You compare the guy they're saying that Trump is more honorable than Mueller. I mean, you can't, you know what I mean? Because
I guess, yeah.
I mean, sort of. That's crazy.
But you listen to them and they're just embarrassments. I mean, Louis fucking Gohmert is an idiot. He's a moron. At least Jordan. Seems like he's not that dumb. He's just evil.
He's just horrendous.
But Gohmert is so dumb. Steve King is so dumb. Their sentences, their points are moronic.
You know, Gohmert's strange to me because it seems like he always gets back to the point that if Hillary Clinton would have been elected, I'd be in jail.
We played that yesterday. He said, "Yeah,
but I
told my wife." To be prepared that after if Hillary Clinton, it's going to be just a few months before they throw me in jail.
Why? Why? It's narcissism.
For being a Christian. And, well, his point was it's going to be criminalizing Christianity.
Yeah.
Christian hate, my term.
Yeah.
That because they think gays shouldn't be equal.
He's obsessed.
That the libs are going to throw him in jail for thinking that the gays shouldn't be equal.
Yeah. I mean, why would anybody throw you in jail, Louis? You've used time on the floor to bitch about your barbecue grill. It's not like you're a threat. You're just fucking bizarre. It's narcissism, right? It's like, oh, look at me. I'm a martyr.
Oh, yeah. Who the fuck cares
about
you, Louis Gohmert?
Fucking loser.
Good Christ. Nobody gives a fuck what you say except us, because it's funny.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting to me when we have a legislator who starts to talk about gays in the military and how some guy years and years ago, I don't even know when, some Greek soldier got a jack off for fun. I don't know. And that relates to how he behaves in battle.
Well, and
it's weird.
Where did he learn this, by the way? About,
I don't know.
About the pre-battle rubdowns of the Greeks. I don't remember reading about that in any textbook.
Right. Ben Carson says weird shit all the time. And I listen to Ben Carson. I'm like, that's a guy that watches too much late night cable. That all his shit sounds straight out of 1 a.m. the Discovery Channel talking about Nazis and the pyramids. Louis Gohmert, you got me. I don't know where. Yeah. I don't know where he learned that Roman
was a judge.
The gladiators get a jack off before they fight. He was a judge, right?
He was a judge in Texas. Can you imagine?
No.
Can you imagine how many black people got a fair shake in Mr. Gohmert's courtroom?
Did he serve in the military? I'm wondering.
I don't know if he did. He might have.
And if so, did he get hand jobs before he went into battle or something like that? I just don't know where you get that idea. I've never heard that before. I don't know. Maybe it's a Viking thing. You know, I mean, maybe the Vikings got hand jobs before they.
I thought it was the Greeks.
Oh, that's right.
You got the Greeks?
Then what did the other cultures do? You know, what did the Aztecs do? Hand job, fucking
full anal.
I can't imagine that would be a good idea.
God, it's just batshit craziness. Lewis Butler,
yes,
Gohmert Jr.
Right.
Oh,
is this the guy
born in Pittsburgh, Texas, the son of Emma Sue Brooks?
Jesus.
And Lewis Buller Gohmert.
Yeah. What did you guys do to little Louie?
He's of German descent his father's side.
Nine.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Ryan Pfeiffer. The
whole gun.
He was raised in Mount Pleasant, Texas, where he graduated from high school, rolled in Texas A&M, got a B.A. in history.
Oh, man. Who the fuck?
That's how he knows about the Greeks jerking each other off.
He had one fucked up teacher that fucked his shit up. You know what I mean? He must have.
He spent a summer as an exchange student in Ukraine.
Oh, weird.
Interesting.
Is he a spy? Is he a sleeper cell of Russia?
He received a U.S. Army scholarship while at Texas A&M, where he was a brigade commander of the Corps of Cadets.
Okay.
And class president. He got his J.D.
What is that?
He's a lawyer.
Oh, shit.
From Baylor Law School in Waco, Texas.
So he served in the military?
That's what he served in the United States Army.
Wow.
At Fort Benning. From 78 to 82.
Did they do the jack-off technique?
The majority of his legal... he was a defense attorney in the U.S. Army.
Oh, okay.
And there you go.
Y'all, before y'all go into battle, you might want to do a jack-off. The fuck?
He was elected state district judge for Texas.
Fuck you.
Smith County.
Right.
He first saw national recognition for a 1996 probation requirement, where he ordered an HIV-positive man who was convicted on motor vehicle theft charges to seek written consent from all future sexual partners.
What?
On a court form notifying them of his HIV status.
What does that have to do with him stealing a fucking car?
Well, right.
That is some fucked up shit. Jeez, Louie. That's weird. It's like, you stole a car. Okay, you go to jail for that, whatever. Oh, by the way, you have AIDS? Here's a form. God damn, that's fucked up.
So there you go. Louis Gohmert.
God. Now, he is truly bizarre.
Oh, that didn't go well. And in 2015, he announced he would formally challenge Speaker John Boehner for the Speaker of the House position.
John, you know what? I want to hear what Boehner has to say about Louis. He must fucking hate that guy. He must hate the shit out of Louis Gohmert. Because how do you have a... just listen
Boehner,
to the guy
talk.
You can't have a conversation with him.
Right, right, right.
But Boehner, I mean,
I think you could have a beer with Boehner.
Horrible politics. I'm sure you can talk to the fucking
guy. Right,
right. Sounds like he has a sense of humor. You think Mitch the Bitch has one? You think he's fun to talk to? There's just no way.
God,
Elaine Chao, how do you do it?
At a congressional hearing in 2013 on an abortion bill
that
would ban it after 20 weeks of pregnancy,
yes.
Gohmert told the story of another couple he knew that decided to go through with their pregnancy despite learning of fetal anomalies.
Oh, my God. Despite what you learn from going to your doctor, you still have to have a baby.
After 2 days after Sandy Hook, he was on Fox News and suggested the tragedy would have never happened had the teachers been armed.
Based on what? Based on what science, you fuckface? God, that's so frustrating.
He told Chris Wallace, quote, "I wish to God that the principal had an M4 in her office, locked up so when she heard gunfire, she pulls it out and takes him out and takes his head off before he can kill those precious kids."
I mean, that is just fantasy. It is just fantasy. How many times, you know, people had guns at the Vegas shooting. They didn't use them because they didn't want to be mistook for the shooter by the cops.
Well, and the San Bernardino shooting in San Bernardino. Also, the terrorist shooting.
Right.
There were people who had guns and they were like, I wasn't going to run out there with my gun.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I'd be a target.
Well, plus the cops will you're going to waste police resources chasing you down and trying to prove that you're not a terrorist or the terrorist.
I know it sounds crazy, but in a mass shooting, it doesn't help if there's more shooting. It's still shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, where's the citations to back up otherwise in? I mean,
so there you go. I don't know how we wandered off into a Louis Gohmert hole, but
I loved it.
There's a couple articles of suddenly Christians having scruples.
Oh, geez. Opportunistic fucknuts.
There's one op-ed out there in the New Republic. It says what Roy Moore did to the pro-life movement. So some pro-lifers are out there saying that now that he put a taint on their movement because he was identified so closely with the pro-life movement.
Right.
That's one of their big vibes they were saying about him.
Well, he supported you guys.
Right.
Jeez. What gives?
One ad said, Doug Jones wants abortion to be allowed until the moment before birth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Another ad said, a vote for Doug Jones is a vote for more black abortions, no school choice, and higher taxes for job creators.
More black abortions. They're saying that doctors are going out and finding pregnant women, pregnant African-American women, and encouraging them to have abortions? Is that what they're suggesting?
I would think the racists of Alabama would be torn on that one.
Yeah, that is
I think
hard,
they would be a little bit pro-black abortions.
Yeah, that is weird. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a right-wing nut job, your life is complicated.
Yeah.
You hate all this shit. Sometimes I imagine there's conflicts in your hate.
But who are they going to put in jail if blacks don't have babies?
See, that's another conflict. How do you deal with that?
That's what I was saying.
Ooh. All I know is if I go into battle, I need me a jack-off.
Jones's pro-life views, pro-choice views are in line with Democratic mainstream, meaning he supports the right to choose and current restrictions on late-term abortions. So yes. I don't know where they came up with he wants to club the baby as soon as it's crowning.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe he wants a little guillotine right over the vagina as soon as the head comes out.
Most Democrats say late-term abortion. We know the facts that late-term abortions are high 90s percent.
Right.
There's a problem.
There's some reason you're doing it.
Not a lot of women get to 7 months pregnant and are like, oh, I'm done, get rid of it. I changed my mind.
Why is that such a hard fucking concept to wrap your goddamn mind around?
Well, you have to have a mind that's big enough to wrap around something. this is a piece that's basically saying, well, you know, this is a blow to the pro-life movement because by tying this ass bag Roy Moore to pro-life, it makes them look bad.
Right.
I don't know. You got people like Coach Dave out there making you look plenty bad.
Oh, my God. That guy's infuriating. Coach Dave, path of salt.
When he's not in a stupid YouTube show, he's out harassing women in Ohio, right? At a clinic?
Yeah, yeah. You know, what are these right-wing nut jobs saying about this Roy Moore thing, the broadcasters? Is Sean Hannity losing his mind?
Hannity's one of the twit feeds I checked last night. Pretty soon after, and he was saying, "Let me see if he said anything today."
Because he's a big Roy Moore sucker offer, right?
Yeah, I think what he also said, I supported Mo Brooks or something like that. Yeah. Wait a second.
But he endorsed Roy Moore, right? I mean, he supported that child predator, right?
Oh, sure.
Can you imagine?
Ultimately.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. He supported the diddler.
Number one, McConnell deserves a lot of the... This is Sean Hannity, the mellifluous Twitter words.
Yeah, and his face looks like a big fucking honey-glazed ham.
McConnell deserves a lot of the blame for Alabama. Mo Brooks would have won by 20% of the vote, and McConnell interference hurt badly.
Wow. That's... Wait.
Then he responded to a tweet. Somebody named David Beltran.
Yes.
Somebody named Josh Jordan tweeted, Sean, you've created an environment that encourages Republican voters to make the worst decisions possible. And then you blame McConnell, who wanted... nothing to do with a... I don't even have the whole thing, but it's complete. It's a screen cap, so I don't even have the whole thing.
Jeez.
But then Sean Hannity tweeted, I own it. I want it and endorsed Mo Brooks.
Wow.
So erasing the last couple of months of him licking Moore's butthole.
What? You know, I mean, because you actually, I don't know how do you own supporting Roy Moore? It's like, the truth is, you supported a guy that's a child predator. You said he would be best for Alabama, and he lost. Nobody felt, the state didn't feel the same as you did.
Yeah.
You know, well, the white men did, and the white women did. That's pretty fucked up.
And we have black women to thank.
Thank you. Thank you.
But quite literally, increased turnout among black voters, particularly black women, fueled the victory in the special election yesterday. According to exit polls, an astounding 98% of black women casting ballots voted for Jones.
Oh, shit.
As did 93% of black men. Who are those 7% black men that are voting for Roy fucking Moore?
I don't know, dude.
Holy shit.
I don't know. That's weird. I want to interview those guys. I want to ask them, like, do you see that thing he said about slavery and shit? I mean, how can any human being vote for that guy?
Local Democrats made extra efforts to mobilize the black community.
Yeah.
A lot of the pundits last night were applauding the Democrats. Actually, going back to Virginia, that this new strategy obviously seems to be working, where you actually go there and work.
Right.
And instead of saying, fuck it, we're not going to win. There's no way we're winning Alabama.
Well, they did.
I mean, who knows what would have happened with that Ossoff if they would have gone full bore and sunk tons of money into Ossoff's race.
What race was that?
Special election in Newt Gingrich's award.
Oh, Georgia.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Remember?
I thought they did, though. I thought they dumped money into that motherfucker. They didn't
go full-throated, though.
Right. Full throat, guys. Go deep throat. Deep throat on all these fucking
elections. And that's where
two dicks.
The former governor, woo! Oh, Alaska.
Who's that? The former governor of
the Vermont, whose name is escaping me.
Howard
now.
Dean.
Howard Dean.
Yeah.
Who was
the scream.
Yeah. But he was the chairman of the DNC when they did really well. And he had that 50 state strategy where you don't, I don't care how red it is.
You go. You
put resources into it. Right.
Fuck
and you pick good candidates. And you might pick one off.
Right. He must be thinking like, shit, Roy Moore is on stage with a gun and a horse.
Prancing.
And I listed out a bunch of places. And at the end of the list, I did this.
Oh, he's he said that on a couple of things.
Did
he's
he
like,
really?
He's like, with everything Trump is out there saying.
I screamed.
He's like, yeah, all I did was go. Rah!
I screamed and I'm out of politics.
Yep.
Well, he's not. But they said that wasn't presidential.
The Jones campaign highlighted his role as a prosecutor in the case against two of the KKK members responsible
yes.
for the 1963 bombing of a black church in Birmingham, Alabama, killing four African-American girls. In the last final days of the campaign, several high-profile black Democrats joined him on the campaign, including John Lewis.
Yes.
Of Georgia, Senator Cory Booker, and Representative Terry Sewell.
Right.
The sole Democrat among Alabama's seven-member House delegation. There's one
shit.
Democrat because of that fucking gerrymandering.
Yeah.
The Democrats make up if you almost 40% of the electorate. Yet they have only 1/7.
God, that's bullshit.
Because of gerrymandering.
Oh, God. Didn't Eric Holder and Obama, didn't they fix that? Didn't they make
They're
it go away?
They're working on it.
God damn it, guys. Get to it.
Black turnout was great in statewide races since 2008.
Yes.
It had been about 25% of the electorate, but it was 29% on Tuesday. That's got to scare the shit out of Republicans.
Right.
And guess what's happening? The country's turning browner, whether right. you motherfuckers like it or not. You can wave your tiki torches around as much as you want.
Yeah, shove them
the
up your
The country's
ass.
Getting browner.
Yeah. The Republicans don't win when people come out to vote.
Almost 2/3 of white women voted for Moore. 63%. Shame on you. Shame on you, asshole.
I don't understand.
How can you have a vagina and vote for Roy Moore? A Republican in general. But Roy fucking Moore.
This guy's Satan, if you believe in that kind
That's
of thing.
That's the evil of religion. That's that poison of religion. Because every one of the white women that were interviewed that I saw over the past week that are hardcore Roy Moore supporters,
right.
he's godly.
You know, these right-wing nut job fucking talking head media types, they do a good job of helping these conservatives compartmentalize all the horrible shit about these candidates. You know what I mean? Like, they're able to give people that support Roy Moore justification for voting for a child predator. You know, they give him talking right. points like God would.
Well, ain't killing babies.
Yeah. So God would be OK with.
And why
Roy
now?
Moore.
Why are these women coming out now?
Yeah.
When they asked the voter women why you're voting for.
It's just I don't trust the timing. Timing's crazy.
The timing.
Well, you mean a man who's running for the first time for national office has investigative journalists going after him? Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's lunatic.
That happens all the fucking time.
Same with Trump.
Talk about Hillary
Clinton. Why did that come out now, they said?
Yeah.
He's running for president.
Absolutely. What do you think it's like to be victimized by somebody like Trump or Roy Moore, then all of a sudden they're running for office? That's got to fuck with your sense of justice inside your fucking
right.
head, right?
And maybe these journalists are convincing these women to come forward because...
Yeah.
It's the right thing to do to show what kind of people these are.
And the
women bravely
yes.
come forward and we see what happens to them even now. Even after the look what they're saying about these women in Alabama.
Right. We owe them.
Right.
We owe them. They're heroes.
Demonized.
That's fucking ridiculous.
These women in Alabama who came forward.
Go read your fucking stupid Bible again if you're, you know, you voted for Roy Moore and just, I don't know, think about your Christianity, maybe, who knows. Or fuck off.
Well, that's another story, is that there was an op-ed by some evangelical or something that was like,
yes,
we got to rethink who we're voting for here.
Right. Rethink? You should be... I don't even understand that. How much do you have to know about Roy Moore to realize he's not a good candidate? He wouldn't be a good guy for office. He's not a good person.
Christianity Today. Obviously a right-wing, Jesus-wielding periodical.
Fuck you.
Jeremy Weber wrote this op-ed that said, Roy Moore was a bridge too far for Alabama evangelicals.
Wow. That's a, such an odd way to put that. Was a bridge too far? I mean, that's a betrayal of what you believe in, I would think, right?
As expected, the state's white evangelicals mostly voted for the Republican candidate. 80% for Moore, 19% for Jones.
Yes.
Evangelicals.
Right.
However, enough of the Heart of Dixie's pro-life contingent voted instead for the Democratic candidate.
No shit.
To help hand the pro-choice politician surprising victory by almost 2 points.
Hmm.
Wow. According to exit polls, 44% of Alabama voters identified as white, born again, or evangelical Christians.
But
I mean, they're white, and they identify as either born again or evangelicals. In the last two elections, their share was 47%.
Oh, shit.
So they're showing slippage.
Right.
Thankfully. And we know nationwide from all the other polls that we've seen, and we always talk about how religiosity in general,
it's shrinking.
Thankfully, is waning.
Shrinkage.
And especially the evangelical lunatics that young people are just like, I ain't into this crap.
Right.
Even though they may still identify as Christians.
Yeah.
They're bailing on these lunatic evangelicals because they're seeing them for what they are, people that vote for a child predator.
It's embarrassing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think young people, even if you're a Republican, you would be seen supporting Roy Moore at some rally.
And some of these Christians are coming out and saying, you know, this isn't real Christian, this whole, you know, love and turn the other cheek. And we should be loving our LGBTQ brethren and sister and another in.
Right.
Instead of pointing the finger and whapping them on the head with the Bible. Jesus. Who would Jesus be hanging with? He would be hanging with the
poor,
the whores and he would
be pushing for this tax cut. He wouldn't be hanging around a bunch of these elitists. He wouldn't be supporting.
Who did Jesus smite? In the Bible.
The moneylenders.
One group got smited by Jesus. The fucking money people in the temple. The capitalists.
Right.
That were making money off of the temple.
Not the fucking poor people.
You can't tell them that, though. But what about Leviticus? Says homos should be stoned. I like that one.
Shove Leviticus up your fucking ass.
And that says more about you.
Oh yeah,
as a person, if you're presented allegedly with the message of that Jesus character,
yeah,
and you come out with I hate gays and we should throw Muslims out of the country.
And I thought the main thing with Christianity was empathy, was love for your fellow person. I thought that was the main motherfucking thing.
Unless they're gay or brown,
right? I don't remember.
Yeah,
that's
the perversion of American evangelism and Protestantism. And in other parts of the world, we found out we played that clip of that lunatic down in Australia who was all pissed off that the gay marriage passed.
Right.
And worried about crocodiles.
Yeah. Wait, he drew some parallel.
He was like, oh, you know, well, you know, it's all right. It passed and everything. What we got to worry about is the crocs killing people.
Crocodiles are there, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Nah.
Among black Protestants,
the
poll found that 58% said the candidate's position on health care is the most important factor in their vote.
They're going to take away their Obamacare. They don't like that shit.
Right. Sounds like black Protestants are intelligent, are smarter than these dummies, than I think Roy's godly.
What?
He's a godly man.
There's nothing in the GOP for poor evangelicals. There's just not. If you are a poor person, there's nothing in the GOP platform for you.
But it even showed that it wasn't the deal breaker that they thought.
Right.
Among Alabama voters who believe abortion should be illegal in most cases.
Right.
Still, 1 in 3 voted for Jones of those people.
So that means that issue is bullshit. That's the wedge issue, right?
It may not be the single voter issue that everybody claimed it would be in Alabama.
Right.
You know, the Roy Moores and them, that's all. You heard Trump.
Yeah.
He's pro-abortion.
That's a reflection of that shrinking religiosity, right?
Yep. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Keep shrinking.
Shrinkage.
Good. Somebody turn the dryer up.
Right.
Shrink the fuck out of that shit.
Don't put in a dryer sheet.
There you go. That's some just some interesting,
yeah,
interesting poll.
Fascinating. I'm surprised. I thought this Roy Moore dickbag would win.
It says 56% of voters had an unfavorable opinion of Moore.
Okay.
41% had a favorable.
Holy shit. Of all
Jones
voters?
Jones was in the green. 51% had a favorable opinion of him. 38% an unfavorable.
Wow. It really is depressing to think about how many people voted for Roy Moore, though. I mean,
well, sure, but it's Alabama, it's a Republican.
It's one of those things where there's not two equal sides to that election.
Well, you know, the joke is you can put anybody up as a Republican in Alabama and elect him. We could say you could put up a child predator, a child rapist,
right,
and almost get him to win.
Yeah,
that shows you what's going on in Alabama.
That's fucking disturbing.
It seems there's a nationwide poll that most national evangelicals disagreed on Moore's candidacy.
No.
33% believe the allegations against Moore were credible. 23% did not. A plurality said they don't know or have no opinion.
They have no opinion.
This is out of the state. So who knows how much
it's national, right?
It.
It's national.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's fascinating. How can you have no opinion on a guy running for Senate who, I mean, if they're acknowledging the fact that the women are true or being truthful, then you don't have an opinion on that?
52% of these nationwide evangelicals studied or polled.
Yes.
Believe the U.S. Senate should have expelled Moore if he had won the race.
Oh, shit.
That's kind of crazy.
Right.
And 42% believe it was wrong for the RNC to resume financial support of Moore's campaign. That's where daggers are flying, too. People are like, why did they decide? Yeah, yeah. Why did the RNC decide? But the one reason, the head of the Republican Party is the orange little small-handed vulgarian in the White House.
He is the GOP.
And he was like, you tell them to send money to Roy. I'm backing him. He's going to win. I don't back losers.
Does Mitch McConnell not think of Donald Trump as the face of the Republican Party? Does he not? I mean, it seems like some of these GOP dickbags are under the illusion that Donald Trump is not one of them.
Yeah, I don't.
And that's not true. He's the Republican
some
president.
Some of them are still saying that, though.
Yeah, well, that's...
That the Bannon wing won the presidency.
Right.
But that it's obvious that it's not going to win the nation, and this might be a fluke.
Well, whatever.
Well, it will be a fluke. I mean, yeah. I don't think he's going to last.
Right.
Even if he does somehow make it to 2020, I don't see him winning. And Biden today was talking about, yeah, you know, I might.
Yeah.
Now Biden's saying, yeah, I might.
Right.
So
I think he wants to run against Trump.
Oh, I think he would.
My God, could you imagine the debates?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking please. He would wipe the floor with that motherfucker.
I want to see Kamala.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Kamala Harris versus Trump. Oof. She would. He'll be like, I can't. I'm not debating.
I mean, yeah.
That's what they do. Fucking Roy Moore hid for the last week. Hid.
See, Trump, there's no way. Yeah, there's no way Trump would be able to debate Kamala Harris. There's no way he would be able to tamp down his sexism and his racism. I am sorry. That will come out when he gets flustered and mad.
I mean, he barely did with Hillary.
Yeah.
The creepy stalking around behind her and shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, we should be so embarrassed that guy won. It's so fucking humiliating for this country. It is sad.
Oh my God! Ringing in on the decision.
Yes.
In Alabama.
Fuck you.
On Sandy Rios in the morning.
Oh my God!
Religious right radio host.
Evil.
Sandy Rios.
What's her problem?
Interviewing Ken Cuccinelli, the Cooch.
Cuccinelli.
South Carolina, right?
Fuck you.
North Carolina?
I don't know.
South Carolina.
Cuccinelli.
He was the
Cooch.
Was he the AG in South Carolina under Governor Ultrasound.
Is this one of my check your dick kind of guys?
Yeah, probably.
Trans bathroom dealio.
Way into nuts. Voter suppression and shit.
Right. Typical Republican, sure.
Here they are on Sandy Rios's joint.
Yes.
Talking about the election.
Fuck you.
Well, let's talk about the immediate future, which is, you know, before 2018. I'm sure, Ken, that people can't even comprehend why Mitch McConnell would spend $30 million defeating Roy Moore and end up with a Democrat called Doug Jones. I've heard these prognostications on Fox this morning and last night about how Doug is going to work. He's going to have to work with President Trump. He's going to have to work with the Republicans. Do you buy that?
Right. Just like Joe Manchin works with the president, right? And votes against every nominee and votes against the tax cuts he wants and votes against the repeal of Obamacare. Look, I didn't see that, Sandy, because I don't watch Fox.
But because Joe Manchin is a democratically elected Democrat.
Right.
So he's going to vote like a Democrat a lot of times. And Cuccinelli, apparently, if you're a Democrat in a red state, you're supposed to fall in line behind the Republicans. Yeah.
Well, the people elected Joe Manchin.
Yeah. I think Doug Jones should go full Bernie.
Absolutely. Oh, my God,
he should be the most progressive, fiscally progressive, senator in the fucking Senate for the next couple of years.
Yeah, yeah.
And tell the people of Alabama that he's fighting for higher wages.
Yeah. I mean, all of us, if Alabama has somebody to come out, if the progressives there had somebody to come out and support and to vote for, oh, my God. You know?
Yeah. That part's a little boring. I'm going to skip to this other. Here's the second clip.
Cooch.
Of the cooch with Sandy Rios.
Ugh.
The crazy Sandy Rios.
Yeah.
Because I don't care what cooch says.
Right-wing nut job vampire.
Loading.
Load.
Most of us get our values from Judeo-Christian ethics. So we don't cheat and lie and try to make up stuff on people to destroy them. And that's a weakness on our part. It makes us weak.
That's all
so,
you do.
Anything else?
Wait a second.
Did she just say they don't cheat? Should we play Dave Dobenmeyer's screed yesterday when
Sandy.
He said it's okay to lie if you're advancing God's kingdom?
Sandy, we built a whole podcast reporting on all the bullshit, the lying, the backstabbing, the crap.
If you guys never lied, we'd be doing Pensacola traffic right now.
Oh my God, I'd be interviewing Kate. She's out of her fucking mind.
So, anything else?
Well, I was going to say, what about the whole birther thing with Obama? You know, a lot of people, a lot of conservatives who call themselves, you know, Christian conservatives would insist that he was born in Kenya. And I'm no fan of President Obama, but you can't. I mean, that's just a lie.
Well, but you don't, Andrew.
Wait a second now. Hold on. Sandy Rios is like, well, wait a minute.
She's not ready to let go of that dream.
Oh, she's not. Yeah.
That's a bridge too far.
This is a caller.
Sure.
Don't
get nuts.
Who apparently has one or two more brain cells than the host.
He's still from Africa, okay?
Because his caller is like, well, you know, it's kind of embarrassing that people still say he's from Africa. And Sandy Rios is like, well,
that he was born in Kenya. And I'm no fan of President Obama, but you can't. I mean, that's just a lie.
Well, but you don't, Andrew, look, so much of what we believe our lies and truth is because of what we hear. You know, how could I say this easily? I would say that an allegation like that is not the same thing as having getting women to come out and say that a man did things to them or tried sexually when they were 14 and he was in his early 30s.
So they really believe that the Democrats, fucking George Soros and McConnell, wrote checks to all these women to lie and make up stories that Roy Moore did this to them. Many of them are Republican women who have said they voted Republican their whole lives. They just, and they'll probably still vote Republican, not for Roy Moore.
Yeah.
But he's unqualified. One of them said, I'm a Republican, but Roy Moore is unqualified. He's a liar.
Right.
He's a diddler.
Did they, how would this be orchestrated? If it was all fake, how would it be orchestrated? Well, it's impossible. Yeah. I don't understand.
It's like the global warming conspiracy. You've got to believe that worldwide, every fucking climatologist, scientist, meteorologist, et cetera, et cetera, is somehow on the dole.
Right. Oh, everybody's getting paid. All these women are getting paid. Yeah. You think George Soros has this massive fucking spreadsheet?
Sexually, when they were 14 and he was in his early 30s, that's really damning. I would say if you... you are entertaining the notion that a president may not have been born here when he has the kind of history that he has.
And by history, I think she means skin.
Well, he's a Negro.
Oh, that's a good point. That's what she means.
His father's from Kenya. His father's from Kenya.
These fucking people are just racist.
When he has the kind of background.
The notion that a president
he's not like us. That's their number one thing they want to always remind everybody.
That's true.
He's not like us.
He's
and
black.
That's the problem with the whole Republican Party. Gay people, they're not like us.
Right.
Mexicans are not like us.
Right.
Guatemalans are not like us. And Muslims are really not like us.
That's where this whole empathy thing comes into play. That you're able to identify and feel things for other people that aren't a common copy of your shitty self.
Like Jesus would teach.
Yes! There you go!
Not have been born here. When he has the kind of history that he has, Hawaii and Indonesia and all of that, that's not so far-fetched and that's not good. That doesn't...
Hawaii is a state, you cow! Hawaii is one of our states, you asshole. Well, he's got that background with, Hawaii.
I've got a German background.
And Indonesia.
French, German, English.
You've got a Pensacola, Georgia, Virginia background.
I'm from America. What the fuck? I lived in Virginia.
Yeah.
I moved there.
That's what I mean. You lived there. You lived in Georgia.
Yeah.
And you lived in...
Right. No five for feet in Virginia.
In Chicago.
Right. Yes, but no, I'm from Kenya, too. God, what the fuck? This is cartoon-like, but not if you think about who's president. Chris Matthews basically had to fucking pull it out of... It was like pulling teeth, getting Trump to admit that Obama is American. It was
and
like
allegedly, he still doesn't believe
teeth.
It.
Yeah.
He's from... All right, he was born in the United States, okay?
Oh, God.
Let's move on.
In Indonesia and all of that, that's not so far-fetched and that's not good. That doesn't strike at a person's character. And I would say it would. And also for me with Judge Moore, even it's
so the president pretending to be from this country and usurping the presidency as an evil Muslim not born in this country doesn't strike to his character.
God.
No, we were okay with it. We still think he was a good guy. We just think he was, he's born in a different country.
Yeah, even though he's black, we still like him.
Such full of shit.
Also, for me, with Judge Moore, even, it's important to, it's not that you don't listen to the accusers or you dismiss them offhand. They can't possibly be true. You have to entertain what truth is. So I think a lot of people that believe the birther story believe that there was some truth to it. It's not that they were trying... Yeah, so I'm sure some people used it to smear him. I still think that maybe the truth about a lot of things regarding President Obama hasn't come out yet. I will say that. But you make a very good...
Like what, Sandy?
Yeah.
What you got, Sandy?
Yeah, what happened with no drama Obama? What happened?
Well, he's still black.
Yeah. But I mean, like, we talk about it all the time. I don't remember who...
These people are trying to retroactively... disqualify him from the presidency after he's gone.
He's not even here anymore.
They want a mulligan on the 8 years.
God damn. These
2 years ago.
Hurt Republican little fuck nuts. They are so spiteful. You got your orange man, baby. You got your fascist,
how's that
racist
working?
Dickhead in office. Can't you sit there and be happy with it? He's doing all the racist shit he said he was going to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, let me finish this.
I will say that, but... But you make a very good point, Andrew, and it is a standard that we try to keep. Judge Moore in his race refused to say anything bad about his opponent.
What?
Is this a Saturday Night Live skit? Is this real?
Yeah, they all are.
It's a joke.
They're all a parody. We got a few minutes left here on the big show. There's a couple things I want to get to quickly. Bye, Felicia.
Bye-bye.
Or should we say, you're fired. to Omarosa Manigault.
Oh, sad.
Story came out this morning that Omarosa was resigning and would be leaving, but then a couple of other stories have since come out.
Oh, really?
That make it so much more fun.
Oh, shit.
They're saying that it may not have necessarily been a resignation. Kelly fired her ass.
Oh, god damn.
Reports are that Omarosa is deeply unpopular among her colleagues within the administration.
Holy shit.
Rubbed people the wrong way in the administration. And April Ryan was reporting that she heard from multiple sources that Omarosa was leaving because Kelly is tired of her bullshit.
Oh, shit. Kellyanne Conway?
Kelly, General Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Chief of Staff.
Okay, okay.
She reported, April Ryan reported that Manigault recently spoke with the Chief of Staff and that, according to her sources, and now a couple other news organizations have reached out to their sources who have said the same thing. So this is now multiply sourced.
Yes.
That Manigault was vulgar, cursing, and animated as she negotiated terms of her departure for next month. She was pissed that John Kelly had previously restricted her walk-in access to Trump.
No.
And when she was fighting with Kelly about her leaving in a month, she demanded to see Trump right now and headed to the White House residence section where Secret Service got involved and had to drag her ass out of the White House.
That comes from different sources.
Security alerted General Kelly. He came back down, told Secret Service, take her out. She was escorted off of the property.
Pack up your knives. Go home. Bye-bye.
Corroborated by the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, okay.
Murdoch's fuck rag.
Yeah. That's a great way to describe that. Wow. Wow. Imagine, you know, like, say what you want about General Kelly. He's a general. I mean, what's it like to deal with somebody who's like a former reality show star?
Well, and he's an asshole, too.
Absolutely.
But he's an adult asshole.
Right, right.
And he's thrown in daycare because everybody that Trump hired and is related to are worthless infants.
Yeah.
Toddlers.
I mean, what do you got to do to get thrown out of the fucking White House?
Right.
I mean, Stephen Miller's there, right? The guy's a fucking Nazi.
God, I hope there's security tape of all of this somewhere,
please.
And then it's going to leak out.
Leak
I want to see Omarosa screaming and swearing in the hallways that she's going to go talk to Trump, and then General Kelly having her dragged out by Secret Service.
Ask Sandy Rios about this. Sandy, do you ever remember this happening in Obama's administration, with his Hawaiian and Indonesian background? Ever?
Right.
My God. I mean, this is... That's fucking hilarious.
Another quick story I've got here.
Yes.
If you have any more questions about our shitbag in chief.
Yes.
The president. Is he president? Prime minister? Oh, he's president. The president of the country of Turkey.
Oh, good job, Gobbler.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reportedly has said today that it is, quote, out of the question for the United States to broker peace talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
Well,
given Trump's ridiculous announcement last week.
Come on. Didn't he get a mulligan on that?
Erdogan was speaking at a meeting of the organization, and these guys are little nipple rubbing buds.
Oh yeah,
because Trump would love to figure out how to take over here the way that Erdogan is shat upon democracy in Turkey.
Erdogan shut down Twitter, didn't he?
Shut down Twitter and has had everybody arrested that's against him.
Yeah.
speaking at a meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation.
Yes.
In Istanbul, Erdogan argued that peace talks should be negotiated through the United Nations. From now on, he said, it is out of the question for a biased United States to be a mediator between Israel and Palestine. That period is over. That's what we're talking about. That's why the previous presidents have not done that.
Right. I mean, so who do we count on then to bring stability to that region to keep us out of World War fucking III?
Well, I don't know.
We just hope?
The UN?
God.
He said, we need to discuss who will be a mediator from now on.
Not Jared, right? I mean, I thought Jared. No, he wants
the United States out of the process.
Right.
Many people now want the United States out of the process. Great fucking job, Don.
We suck.
Great job, Don.
Man, we suck. I mean, sure, we've sucked in the past, but now we suck with a capital fucking S.
And it's terrifying because do you think he would really hesitate for a second to sling a nuke at North Korea?
Who's he?
Trump?
Fuck no.
Who else can sling a nuke?
I don't know. I thought maybe.
Erdogan. No.
Erdogan.
But, for Trump to sling a nuke.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Just because he wants to.
Right.
Everybody told him, don't do this.
But he did it anyway.
Don't do it.
He didn't understand. That's what I read. I read that he really didn't understand the implications.
What a shocker. You know,
how could you not understand that? I know. I know that you shouldn't say that.
Oh, we got to get out of here. But Schumer said something today about dealing with Trump with this tax bill.
Yes.
He called him addle-headed. It's like he said whenever he's trying to talk actual policy, Trump's like, we're going to do it. We're going to make America great. Like, he has no clue, no concept of any details of fucking anything.
Maybe it's a Diet Coke that he sucks down or some shit.
We got to go.
Addle-headed.
congratulations, Alabama, and
fuck you, Roy Moore.
Thanks for joining us. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Leave us good reviews. It really helps.
Yes.
And buy shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon, where all the cool kids hang out.
Bam!
And buy shit, and it really helps us out here. Thanks to those that do and have. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, which be RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, you all. We're back with more of this shit tomorrow.
TTF.
I'm not blaming all lesbians.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.